from downtown during rush hour. We know very badly the need that exists out there. We want to help pass this measure. We know what we're talking about in terms of what the community would support. We were instrumental in helping to get Measure VV passed. We were instrumental in helping to get Measure KK passed in Berkeley a while back. We certainly feel like what we want, I'm sorry, no on KK is what the measure was. We know what it takes to get two-thirds votes. When we get behind something, we want to be able to run with it hard. And for the next 8 months, I want to be able to, or till November at least, I want to be able to have Measure B flyers on my body everywhere I go, leaving them every place I go to. In order for us to do that, all we're calling for is a little bit more, less prescriptive language on the BART to Livermore stuff. We think that it doesn't take the BART to Livermore project off the table. All it adds is a little bit of a nuance of a little bit more responsibility, a little bit more accountability, a little bit more safeguard. That's not too much to ask. We're not threatening the project. We're not calling for BART to Livermore to be gone. All we want is to be able to run with the voters and say, we can all support
your
this
time
measure.
Has expired.
Thank
that
you so
she
much
was
for
Cushman, Lisa Cushman, and Carmen Angel Andretti.
Okay, Sheila Gunn Cushman from San Lorenzo again, District 3, by the way. I want to echo Manolo's comments about the Livermore alignment and to look at other alternatives that give us funding to have all of our transit work instead of only part of it. So that I am not accused of being a whiner, I don't have a choice but to ride the public transit that is or is not existing. Therefore, it must exist throughout the county so that I may get where I need to go. Please don't do that, though, at the expense of the Todds, because if I ever get to own a house, I might own a house in one of those Todds. Thank you.
Thank you. Lisa Cushman, Carmen Angel Andretti, and Karen Westmont.
Hi. Lisa Cushman here from San Lorenzo. I'm a member of Disability Action Network. I have some concerns about BART to Livermore. If there are no bus connections and transfers at the Livermore BART station, then there will only be as many riders as there are parking places by the 580. I also have some concerns that not enough is put into transit operations. I'm 33 years old and I'm going to be paying this tax into perpetuity, and I don't mind doing that, but as a BART and AC Transit rider, I would like to pay that tax into perpetuity for something that I'm going to use, like more buses and maintenance for the BART. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Carmen Angel Andretti, Karen Westmont, and Paula Beal.
Hi, I'm Carmen Angel Andretti. I'm here from BOSS. We support and provide housing for 1,600 homeless people, men, women, and children a year, and many of them ride AC Transit. And they ride the BART. In order for them to get to the BART, they have to ride AC Transit. If AC Transit doesn't get enough funding with this Measure B, then we won't have a good bus service. We won't be able to get around to BART and to other locations. And I really wish that this measure go through, and I appreciate all your work that you've done to get it to this point today. Thank you.
Thank you. Karen Westmont, Paula Beal, Michael Wharton.
Hi. Thank you. I'm a local resident, born and raised here, but I did spend 2 years on the technical forecasting committee for Los Angeles' R2P in 2004, I think it was. That means data, that means micro and macro. I've been a tax assessor, I'm an urban economist, and something else relevant. But I'm here to speak particularly against the highway efficiency part of the plan. I'm sorry, I'm newly returned here. I was off in grad school and I'm behind in the process, but I'm surprised that we're still looking at capacity and speeds as being an appropriate response to congestion. There are a couple of them, they know that capacity expansion in the long term is almost 100% resulting in vehicle miles traveled, when you expand the capacity, for that capacity, you get 100% increase, 70 to 100% increase in your vehicle miles traveled. And in other words, you're encouraging sprawl and you're encouraging driving. The other problem that's not well known, and that the former point is well documented, but that's not well known is that you get more cars to a destination at slower speeds. At about 40 miles an hour, more people get to your city core. When you raise speeds at faster speeds, fewer people get there, although they get there faster. If you want an efficient use of public dollar, you do not expand highways.
Your time has expired. Paula Beal, Michael Wharton, Amy Hill.
Good afternoon, steering committee members. My name is Paula Beal, and I work with the HOPE Collaborative, a group of CBOs, the government agencies, and community residents working to increase health equity in Oakland. I'm glad about all the work that you've done, and I express nothing but good toward what you've done. But my only concerns with bus pass, I just want to make sure it gets passed. I have grandchildren in school. I have children that go to college. I have children that live and work here in Oakland, and they use the bus and the BART to get around. So those were my concerns, and I'm just thankful that everything is gonna work out. I'm sure that everyone will vote towards this plan that we have. Thank you.
I like your optimism. Michael Wharton, Amy Hill, Nathaniel Arnold.
Good afternoon, thank you once again. My name is Michael Wharton. I represent Congregations Organizing for Renew in South Alameda County. We represent low and moderate income families. I would like to speak specifically to the Livermore project. We do need those safeguards with the language. Revise the language. Sustainable future, the TOD, restore the funding for the TOD. And very specifically, if we have and I thank you, Rebecca Kaplan, for your speaking to the issue around the student bus pass, our concerns. If we were to have this for 30 years, we want to make sure that it goes beyond the minimum of 3 years. Our children, young people it shows very well that they do well in school if they have opportunities to participate in after-school programs and get to work after school. So that's why I thank you on these particular issues, and thank you again.
Thank you. Amy Hill, Nathaniel Arnold, and Jeff Hobson.
Sure. My name is Amy Betray Hill. I'm talking to you today as a member of the EU Oakland Church right down the street. We provide after-school tutoring as one of our services to the community. So we know that there are issues about students being able to get to school, and so we strongly support the bus pass. And as an individual, I want to thank everyone here for being brave and working on that, and also for being willing to change the language just enough that it's clear that if the project is successful for its first 3 years, it will continue. And I would just like to really support that. Please, please allow this to continue past the 3 years. Thank you.
Thank you, Nathaniel Arnold, Jeff Hobson, and Bob Franklin.
Yes, hello. My name is Nathaniel Arnold. I'm a member of HU 192, and I'm a Genesis team leader. On behalf of President Williams of Amalgamated Transit Union 192, we support the TEP plan in its present form. We have provided over 110 years of service to the community and have over 2,500 members. Additionally, we come into direct contact with over 125,000 people daily who depend on our transit services. Our agency in particular has been disproportionately affected by the service cuts that have taken place over the last 10 years or so, reducing over 15% reduction. This is affecting the elderly, the disabled, the youth, and the people that depend on our transit services to go to work, get medical appointments, go to after-school programs, and social activities. We also support the current bus pass, but the language needs to be tightened up to reflect that the program exists more than just a 3-year program. I don't want to have to reiterate having my previous background of being a retired detective and living through the Los Angeles riots. You have a very explosive situation here in the Bay Area because you have the same elements that existed then in 1992 happening right now. And I believe that we currently need to invest in our youth. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
God bless.
Jeff Hobson, Bob Franklin, John McFarland.
Good afternoon. Jeff Hobson with Transform. As we said in the letter that was distributed to you this morning and then for review this afternoon, we supported the 2000 Measure B very strongly, and I would like to do that again. We appreciate the efforts of the ad hoc committee members to try and find a resolution on this measure. Appreciate the efforts of those who spoke in the first meeting and particularly those who abstained on that vote. And for all of the members of the commission who have been trying to find a solution here. We recognize the progress that has been made, the increase in funding for transit, for local streets and roads, paratransit, bicycle and pedestrian, TOD improvements, that the ones that remain in the plan anyway. And we're just looking for what we see as some relatively small changes to make sure that the plan that is almost there can be all the way there. For the Livermore project, we're just asking that BART have the flexibility to do the study needed to do the best project. We don't understand what is wrong with language that says connect the Livermore Valley with BART. That seems like that's the purpose that so many people have spoke to today. And so the purpose of that simplified language is to avoid having the measure predetermine the outcome of the environmental assessment. We want to connect Livermore to BART and make sure BART can remain fast, reliable, and affordable. We look forward to a discussion of how the measure can be
implemented. Your time has expired.
Thank you.
Bob Franklin, John McPartland, and Barry Ferrier.
Thank you. I'm a member of the BART Board of Directors. The current BART costs to Livermore are $1.2 billion to the Isabel extension, $2.9 billion to Greenville, $3.8 billion to the downtown Livermore. The $400 million would be a first and large down payment. One scenario for future, the balance of this extension money would be high-speed rail, and it would be cheaper to tie into the ACE train in downtown Livermore should high-speed rail get funded and choose an Altamont Express connection. So the language as written would add considerably to a cost of BART to Livermore extension if high-speed rail is the funding source and requires a downtown connection with ACE. To preserve the flexibility may increase the likelihood that high-speed rail could be used as a funding source. And I think this could be done easily by substituting the word within the corridor to within the highway corridor to near the corridor. And this would also preserve the extension as proposed. To the first phase to Isabel. And the BART, the voters of Livermore have supported a Greenville extension. BART is on record for going to downtown, although under President McPartland's leadership, I think the BART board will be changing that position. But to preserve the flexibility of that route could and help the process of getting the balance.
Your time has expired. McPartland, Barry Ferrier, and General Mayor.
John McPartland, BART Board President and District 5 Director for the Tri-Valley area. I'd like to congratulate the staff as well as the steering committee on their recommendation for accepting this TEP and for the magnificent work that you've put into it. It is well balanced, it is realistic. And it's essential for the future of the Bay Area as we continue to grow in population and public transportation needs. As far as BART is concerned, again, it is well balanced. And in speaking to the issue of BART to Livermore, I want to end up thanking you very much for the funds that you have allotted for this, and following up right behind Director Franklin, I'll have to end up disagreeing and say that I like the wording the way it is right now, because I'd really like to get the stamp of approval on this. And for the first phase that we're dealing with, BART to Livermore, which these funds will be used for, it'll stay within that Highway 580 corridor. And the wording is fine with me. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Barry Ferrier and Guillermo Mayer.
Hi, I'm Barry Ferrier, a resident of Union City since 1975, and was in the Bay Area on the west side since the 50s. Spent my life in congestion around here. This is a terrific plan you put together. Please pass this. To me, it's a major quality of life issue. I've been to over 50 meetings directly or indirectly related to this effort and heard what the people have had to say. And thank you for allowing the individuals to get their input into this. I think businesses that are looking at locating in the Bay Area are going to look at Alameda County as a result of this effort. It'll create future opportunities for businesses and jobs, and the young people that are growing up now will have an opportunity with, as a result of the effort that you're going through. Thank you to the board, to Art and his staff, and